I'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight. She's been with us before with a whole interview talking about her artwork, but she has a specific class coming up at the Chesterton Art Center. It's going to be O'Keeffe Flowers. It's a whole workshop. It'll be on Saturday, April 2nd and April 3rd, and she's got more details about that. Again, it'll be at the Chesterton Art Center here in Chesterton. Please welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight, Mary Ann Pals. Welcome.
Welcome, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit, first of all, about the class and what's going to entail. If I was going to sign up for this workshop, actually, tell me all about it.
This is a workshop that I've wanted to do for a few years now. In fact, I was starting to write the curriculum for it back just before the pandemic hit, and then it all just got shelved for a few years. But then I approached Hannah about it recently at the Chesterton Art Center, and she was very excited about it. It's going to be two full days, 9:30 to 3:30 both days, with an hour lunch break. And we're going to delve with pastels into how to create a close-up painting of a single flower. Georgia O'Keeffe was known to say that, you know, when I hold a flower in my hand, it's the whole world right there. And that's what I want to have my students try and wrap their mind and their hands and their art supplies around, is creating a whole world with one flower in focus.
So have you chosen that flower, Mary Ann?
Actually, I'm going to be doing a painting of a red poppy. But my students can use whatever close-up picture of a flower they want. They don't have to be confined to doing that one. Whatever flower turns them on.
I noticed that that it said previous experience recommended but not required. So how would somebody brand new with pastels, what are they going to how are you going to manage somebody who's never worked in that medium?
It's actually not a hard medium to get into, even if you've never dealt with pastels before. It's kind of like finger painting, but with a dry medium. You get lots of dust on your fingers, colored dust. But it's, you know, with a close-up of a flower, there's just a limited number of petals, a limited number of colors. And it's just learning how to use the medium and apply it to the paper. It's really not hard, and it's a very forgiving medium too. If you make a mistake, you just go over the top of it. So
wonderful.
Now, you've recently, since we talked to you last about almost 2 years ago, had some recognitions that came into your life with organizations, and why don't you tell us briefly about those?
I worked for 10 years at getting my master circle status with the International Pastel Society, and I have achieved it.
Yeah.
I am going
Congratulations.
To get Thank you. I'm going to get my Master Circle medallion at the International Pastel Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico in June. I understand it's a very heavy metal medallion that's on a special ribbon, and they put it on your neck and you hope not to fall forward and embarrass yourself. And then I also got an article published in Pastel Journal magazine in January, just a month ago, which was a real dream come true, a goal that I've had for a long time, of writing an article that gets published in a national art magazine. So,
wow, so congratulations all around.
Thank you.
Well, and a lot of your artwork is inspired by things in nature. Obviously, we're talking about flowers right now. And in fact, one quote I like of yours is, "Nature says it best, I just embellish the tale." But tell us about some of the subjects you normally do.
My husband's an avid bird watcher. He's a birding guru, and he has bird feeders out every day on our deck. So the birds literally come to me, and I keep my Nikon cameras handy, and I take pictures all the time. So I do a lot of bird paintings. I also love just doing paintings of wild animals and flowers, of course. Things in nature, especially in the botanical world, things in nature that maybe people would just walk right past if they're hiking, like over at the Indiana Dunes.
When you accentuate like one particular aspect of it, it really becomes so magical.
Thank you. Thank you.
So briefly, and we're getting about the 2 minutes left, how's COVID impacted you positively or negatively in terms of your creative work?
Well, I actually decided that I wanted to keep teaching even during COVID. So I learned, I learned how to teach via Zoom. And I only teach experienced students via Zoom because it's really hard to teach a beginner when they've never put their hands on pastels before. But I've been teaching via Zoom and getting a lot of work done because I've got the extra time in my studio. So.
And you also had work in the State House some time ago, didn't you? Yeah, that was the Lake Michigan Sunset, like the Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, in the Indiana State House. I'm trying, you know, pre-COVID, it feels like it was like a lifetime ago, but yes. It hung in the Indiana State House for an entire year. It was chosen by the Lieutenant Governor of Indiana to hang in the Indiana State House. That was quite the honor.
Well, before we get to information about the class, how could people on the web find your website to see some more of your work?
MaryannPals.com, MaryannPals.com. And the class will start to get advertised for registrants starting on February 18, which isn't very long, through Eventbrite. So,
very good. Well, we'd like to welcome back once again Maryann Pals, who's been with us before. She has adult classes for the Chesterton Art Center O'Keefe Flowers Workshop. It'll be on Saturday, April 2nd and April 3rd. And these are all day type workshops except for a lunch break, and you can register right now at Eventbrite. Registration opens February 18th. Maryann, thank you for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.